get involved with Best Buddies at our UBC chapter. You can probably find us on Facebook, or if you just Google Best Buddies UBC, and there'll be a link to sign up. Actually, the better thing to do is to just go to bestbuddies.ca and click apply, and then you'll just select the university as UBC.
Oh, okay. What's the application process like?
So it's just putting in some personal information about you and a bit of your interests. Because usually, so say I would apply, I'd say I'm interested in eating, chocolate, singing. That's pretty much me in a nutshell. And then they'd look at my interests there and try to match me with another buddy.
Okay, and what if I'm greedy and I want more than one buddy? Is that okay?
Well,
like if I want a million buddies?
Well, what we really try to do is create that one-to-one friendship, because we think there's something really special about that one-to-one mutually reciprocal friendship where you know, there's that give and take of sharing of knowledge. So, I mean, I know you want to have as many friends as possible, but I'd say try to have one for now.
And how long do you usually have one buddy, and what's it like to switch over?
Usually we ask for about a one-year commitment, and typically if people are really enjoying the program, they'll stay for more years, mm-hmm. and we try to keep you with the same buddy throughout that and throughout all of your involvements with Best Buddies.
That's awesome. Are you still in contact with ones you had in high school?
I am, actually. I had two buddies in high school, and so we Skype quite often, about like once a month. So we keep
That's
in touch,
awesome.
And now I'm going to be going home in December. We've already planned to hang out.
Oh, I want a buddy now.
You should join bestbuddies.ca.
So what do you think are the next steps for Best Buddy?
For Best Buddies, we're really working on, you know, kind of expanding and letting more people know about our UBC chapter. It's a fairly small chapter for about 15 people. Mm-hmm. And so now we're working to recruit more peer buddies like myself mm-hmm. and more buddies like my buddy Malcolm. And so just getting more people to be involved and really spreading that inclusion on our campus.
That sounds amazing. So now I have a couple questions about you, Scott.
Sure.
Do you prefer Smarties or M&Ms, and why?
I'm going to have to say Smarties because I'm pretty nerdy, mm-hmm. and Smartie and nerdy are kind of the same thing.
Also Canadian, represent.
Exactly.
If you had to choose between mermaids and unicorns being real, which is more important to you?
I'd probably have to say unicorns. Because you could ride a unicorn, but you probably couldn't ride a mermaid.
Without drowning.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be pretty difficult.
It'd kind of be awkward. Like, you're not going to say, mm-hmm. I just went and rode my mermaid. It's better to say unicorn.
But if you could be a mermaid or unicorn, which would you be?
You know, if I had to be one, I'd probably be a mermaid, personally, because I'd mm-hmm. want to see kind of what's at the bottom of the ocean.
I totally understand. Okay.
I'm pretty inquisitive.
Now
yeah.
we're on the same page here.
I'm glad. I was worried for a second.
And last question, what is the biggest goal that you want to accomplish before you graduate from UBC?
I think the biggest goal that I want to accomplish is trying to have the most experiences. I like to say to myself that I'm a specialist in being a generalist. I just want to try to experience a wide variety of different things, be involved in different clubs, taking different courses, meeting new people. And so I think, you know, when I step up to that graduation stage and I look back and I've seen kind of the wide array of things I've done, then I'll be pretty satisfied.
So you want to take over UBC?
Am I allowed to say that on air?
Of course.
But yes.
All right, Scott, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And good luck with everything to do with Best Buddies.
Thank you very much.
Wow, I have never heard that before. A specialist in being a generalist, and that pretty much perfectly describes my life. Have you ever realized that you want to be like a rocket scientist and a rapper and like a ballerina all at once every single day? Oh, so many options in this life. But the option I have chosen for your next music choice is That What You Wanted by Skim Milk. Thank you.
that what you wanted, Alfred?
And now, in the theme of that song, we're going to play a little game of Is That What You Wanted? And we're going to be talking about Apple, because I just read another headline. Apple shares suddenly tumble in heavy volume. So this morning, Apple shares just fell suddenly in early trading in 1 minute. A huge spike in volume, and then bam, largest price drop in at least 3 months. The volume spiked to 6.7 million shares at precisely 9:51 a.m., and then it lost over 3% of its value in that minute. Like, wow, that just shows you how everything can change in a minute. I bet a lot of people lost a lot of money from that 3% in that 1 minute. Bam, there goes your expensive vacation to St. Bart's and Aspen. In other news. Now, moving on to the film-related side. I don't know if you've been going to the movies and have been seeing trailers for movies that come out on Christmas Day, which, by the way, are the best movies ever. But Angelina Jolie has directed a new movie called Unbroken, and it's about Olympic athlete and war hero Louis Zamperini, who spent 47 days lost at sea, and then 2 more years as a prisoner of the Japanese military during World War II. He was also an Olympic runner before all of this happened. So the trailer looks extremely dramatic, and film critics at Variety magazine are calling it quite the success. I mean, everyone knew Angelina Jolie was gorgeous and a great actress, but she's got a lot of skills up her sleeve, so I haven't seen it yet, but from what I'm reading, I highly recommend it for the holiday season. Current movies, though, let's talk about that. IMDb is telling me that the number one highest grossing film right now is The Hunger Games, having already made $226 million in the U.S. alone. Double those numbers in a bit if you want the international numbers. The second most popular movie is Penguins of Madagascar, but how could it not be, because it's freaking hilarious. Madagascar 2 is probably my favorite animated movie of all time. Next, another animated movie making the top three, Big Hero 6. Still haven't seen that one. And then Interstellar, it's number 4, which is probably the most mind-blowing movie I've ever seen. I've never ever sat in a room after a movie and thought about physics and time and gravity and the fifth dimension and all of that, if you've seen the movie and know what I'm talking about. And lastly, number 5, Horrible Bosses 2, which I am just dying to see. Dumb and Dumber 2 has dropped to number 6. Gone Girl has dropped to number 8, and I don't know if any of you have seen Gone Girl, but you should. That is my amateur professional opinion. I know that's an oxymoron, but you should definitely go see it, because it, you just have to. I can't even describe the feeling I had after I also sat in that movie theater for an hour and contemplated life and the media and relationships and murder and everything like that. So good times, good times. The Theory of Everything is also doing well. If you have not heard of the theory of everything, it's a look at the relationship between the famous physicist Stephen Hawking and his wife. So that should be a pretty interesting movie. I'm glad it's making the top 10. You know, you don't really see movies like that anymore. Being big box office hits, it's all action and guns and superheroes, which are also great, but you know, it's nice to see something different. Number 9, we have Birdman, and number 10, St. Vincent, which I just have to see, because who doesn't love Melissa McCarthy? If you don't answer that question, because I don't want to have to yell at you. Yeah, some good movies out there. The holidays, I always rack up a lot of scene points. If you don't have a scene card, get one. It will save you a lot of money in your lifetime if you're a movie geek, such as myself. And now for our final interview with the Business Communications Club, a club I'm also on. I'm the Vice President of Corporate Relations for the club. I know, fancy title. But here our first-year representatives, Kim and Nikki, are going to tell you a little bit more about what we do and what's our deal on at the UBC campus.
Hey, guys. So thanks for taking the time to talk to me today. So can you please tell me your names, what faculty you're in, and what is your guilty pleasure food that you like to eat in the middle of the night when no one is watching?
My name's Nikki. I am in commerce, and my guilty pleasure food is chocolate and ice cream.
Yum.
I'm Kim. I'm also in commerce, first year, and I would probably go with 2 bags of popcorn, microwave popcorn.
Why two and not one?
Because one's just not enough.
Love it. So you guys are here to talk about BizCom today. So can you please tell me a little bit about BizCom? What is this thing?
So BizCom is the Business Communications Club. So basically, as a club, we promote communication skills and as well as networking skills and help people build these skills so they can bring it forward with them in the future.
So how do you guys do that? Do you guys put on events and stuff?
We have multiple events. So first we have Netiquette, and that's where people learn how to network. And we also promote multiple social events, so all of the members have the opportunity to network within the club. And we also have Speak Out, which...
basically all our events are just to get first years out of that bubble, trying to push them to be more comfortable talking out loud, just giving them a lot of public speaking opportunities and just get them more comfortable with talking to people they never met before.
Awesome. And what do you guys do? What's your specific role?
Us as first year representatives, we're here just to give a first year perspective to the club. So if business communications were to plan an event that's the same day as a first year midterm, then we would speak up or give our opinions on a certain event or a decision that the club wants to make.
So basically, you the real MVPs.
Faux show.
Awesome. So where do you guys see this going? Are you going to be a part of it next year? Or?
I'd say like we're definitely looking to be a part of BizCom again next year to be presidents, because right now we're looking up at our executive team, and we see a lot of the opportunities that they've built for themselves and a lot of skills that they've gained through the club that is real life experience that you can't get from sitting in class and listening to your professor. So we think that's really valuable, and we can build the skills now as first year reps and then take it with us as presidents if it's meant to be.
El Presidentes. Ooh, so would you guys get to like hire a team and be the boss ladies and stuff?
Yeah,
like that?
I'm actually really looking excited for just being on the other side of the interview process, being behind the computers and watching the other people struggle instead of myself.
Yeah. Oh, it's so much fun.
And the challenges. Definitely the challenges at the end, or when they just threw us and just like, do whatever you want, entertain us. And then at that point, that was probably the hardest question that I ever encountered. And I ended up doing the chicken dance, which is probably not the best move, but at least it was entertaining.
What did you do for that question?
I think I worked together with the other interviewees for the group interview, and we did a really short skit of like, oh, what BizCom essentially does for you. So then I was the intimidated first year that didn't know how to talk, so I was stuttering and trying to be nervous, but I was truly nervous because I was in the interview. And then the other people were trying to consolidate me, console me and tell me, oh, yeah, no, there's this BizCom event where you can learn how to public speak better and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's cute. So now I have a couple questions about you guys. if you had to go to Hogwarts or you could live in Narnia, which one would you prefer?
I would go to Hogwarts because you aren't the average human being. You kind of have the ability to make magic. Unlike if you go to Narnia, you're just like experiencing the magic around you and you're not really controlling anything either. And I'm kind of a control freak, so it kind of gives me a little bit of leeway with a little magic power.
Mm. Okay, okay.
Yeah, Hogwarts would be super cool because then you just know all the magic spells to, like, get you to class on time or, like, boom, ice cream sandwich right in front of you. But if you're Narnia, I think I would be freaked out at the talking wild animals. Just talking rats, it's not, no.
You see, I think I'm, like, the only person in the world who would ever answer Narnia, but okay. would you rather have a chocolate chip cookie or an Oreo?
I would have a chocolate chip cookie because it's a little more surprising than an Oreo because you don't know where, like, all the chocolate is. Like, one part of the chunk might have so much chocolate and another part might not. But with an Oreo, you just know there's just, like, the middle icing and then the outside and inside and make, like, a little Oreo sandwich.
Wow, I never think I've ever heard anybody analyze it that far.
Chocolate chip cookie, especially if it's from a place like Blue Chip. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, everybody loves Blue Chip. And most importantly, all about you, what would be your biggest goal before graduating UBC?
I would definitely, on my Sauter bucket list, it's to go on an exchange or just to go away for maybe an internship or a volunteer opportunity. Just want to get out of Vancouver for a while.
Top destination?
Out of the country. That's basically it. Like Europe, Asia, Australia. I don't really have a preference. Just anywhere.
Don't forget South America.
Yes. Actually, yeah, just to go on exchange, that's like the first thing that popped into my head. And I definitely want to go to either Germany, Spain, or Australia because I like the hot weather.
And Australia's got the hot boys too. Woot woot. Okay, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today, guys.
Thank you. No problem. Love talking to you, Karina.
I hope everything with BizCom goes awesomely this year. Hello, friend.
All right. International water, international water, out there, you fall like you do when struck from behind in international water. You can do anything and anyone can do anything to you out there. You kiss who you wanna kiss, because you can do what you want. And if they don't kiss back, well, you can feel angry and senseless and stupid and bad. If you're young and dumb, you can be young and dumb. You can drink beer and masturbate. You're 21 and you've just arrived in international life.
Hello, me again. So, going on with some more business news, and I know it sounds boring, but guys, business runs the world. So does science, so does engineering, so do a lot of things. But if you really think about it, it could be really interesting. So, let's just play around with some more business news. Oil prices are expected to keep falling this week after last week's major slump. So, I know it may sound boring, but guys, your gas is going to be cheaper. You can go for a nice dinner this week. You can buy yourself that new shirt. You can maybe finally get that Netflix subscription after you've been password sharing for so long. I don't know, maybe you want to take ownership over your Netflix viewing. So, that's how that applies to your life. The Canadian dollar is also a touch up this morning to 88 cents against the dollar. That's pretty boring, I'm not gonna lie. But if you feel like going to another country, that could really be to your advantage in terms of the exchange rate and how much you can buy with that other dollar. So keep that in mind, all the vacationers out there, or almost vacationers out there. As I said, today is Cyber Monday, but apparently Black Friday was a little bit of a bust this year. 1 in 3 Canadians have said that they prefer to shop online because they hate malls. I don't think I could ever hate a mall. I mean, it is a food court. Who could hate a place with a food court? Come on, people. But even so, U.S. sales fell 11% this year from last year's Black Friday, so I don't know, maybe people are realizing they don't need 18 tablets and like 14 cell phones. So maybe this is a positive sign in terms of our thinking and buying consumer products. Maybe all we need is love, people. Okay, I'm done with my little inspirations for the day. But now that I've told you about the top 10 movies in America, I should tell you about the top 10 stars, because that is equally as important. Because when you go to see a movie, you pay them millions of dollars, so you should care. Jennifer Lawrence is number one, no shocker. Hunger Games, all these other movies coming out. Her trailer for her movie Serena with Bradley Cooper just came out the other day. I haven't watched it, but I've heard about it. It sounds really cool. Number two, Chris Pratt from Guardians of the Galaxy. Cool, I'll take it. Three, Natalie Dormer. I don't know what she's in, but let's creep her IMDb page and find out. In case you haven't noticed, creeping IMDb pages is kind of my greatest pastime. Oh, she's in The Hunger Games Part 2. She was in Part 1. I don't even recognize her from anything. Yes, I do. If you've seen The Hunger Games, she plays the little video coordinator. That's cool. Up after Natalie is Bryce Dallas Howard, always a favorite. Then comes Scarlett Johansson, Chloe Grace Moretz, Karen Gillan. And number eight is kind of weird, Miley Cyrus. Okay, she's not really an actor, but according to her page and all of the extensive knowledge I have from purchasing my IMDb Pro account and paying lots of money for it each year, it says that she is producing a project called the Untitled Miley Cyrus Project. So, I don't know, maybe that's getting her some traction. And then number 9 and 10 are Shailene Woodley and Josh Hutcherson. So, all that makes sense. I'm seeing a lot more ladies up in that top 10, which is nice to see. Woohoo! Feminist power. Speaking of, 9:30, we have the Feminist Club coming in to talk with me today about their club and their movement and everything they're doing, so tune in to that. But right now, we have an interview with the Ski and Board Club, the biggest club on campus. Most members, they like to ski and snowboard. Lots of people like to ski and snowboard, so should be an interesting one.
Well, hello everyone. My name is Shay. I am the host of Shine On here on CITR, and I am here in the studio with a couple dudes from Ski and Board. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Go for it.
What's up, guys? I'm Essex. I am the free ride rep head slacker at the UBC Ski and Board Club.
And what's going on? My name's Peter, and I'm the current president of the Ski and Board Club.
Yeah. Sick. So, do you want to just, like, talk about Ski and Board? Like, when did it start up?
I have no idea. I looked into the archives last year, and I saw photos dating back to, like, 91, I think, 1992.
Really?
It was pretty funny. A lot of, like, old disposable camera photos. Well, film back in the day.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty good. All their trips seem to be the same as what we do now.
That's sick.
So, yeah, that's as old as I've seen. But yeah. I'm not. That's older than I am.
As far as we're concerned, it's always existed.
Yep.
Okay. And how long have you guys both been in it?
I've been for 4 years now. This is year number 4. It's been a pretty crazy ride. It's been really fun.
And this is my second year on ski and board and cool. Second year at school.
Right. Sick. I'm just going to play a content warning right now before this gets too intense. I can find it.
Are we that bad?
You're not bad. I'm just...
That's awesome. Well, that means we can let loose.
Yeah, exactly. I just want, like, ultimate freedom. So I just want to make sure that we get this in.
Warn the kids.
Okay.
We are the kids. Your parents
get
warned
me
you about.
Me a man soda.
All right. See if this works.
Please remember.
Could you hear
to
us all right?
Language.
Is that?
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
That was quite possibly the best warning I've ever heard.
Yes, indeed.
So now, that's out there, so...
Yeah. I already feel more comfortable.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah.
The soothing voice of Ricky.
Cool. So, so Ski and Board, how would people get involved with Ski and Board if they don't know anything about it?
Well, I'd say first step is just checking us out on Facebook, and then you'll see, like, all the events we do. Come to our parties, come to our bar nights, come to the rail jam, sign up for a trip or two, and then just kind of have a good time. You'll meet everyone, and if you think that it's for you, just hang around.
Sweet.
Or if you ever plan on going to Whistler, a big one is the rideshare group, too. It's a great way to meet everyone up there. And if you are planning on spending time on Whistler, it's definitely worth it to get a membership, because having a membership pays for itself in a weekend easy up there, especially if you're planning on spending a lot of time up there.
Right. So what Essex is talking about is Whistler has a student deal where it's like $5.49, is that correct?
Yeah.
So students who are like on the West Coast basically get the season pass for $5.49 instead of like $1,700. Is that what it
around,
is?
Around there, yeah.
Yeah.
$1,500 to $1,700.
Yeah. So it's a crazy, crazy deal. If you are a skier or boarder, you should definitely take advantage of that. But that's running out soon, right?
Yeah, the early bird deadline ends on November 30th.
Yeah.
So you've got about 5 days left.
Yeah. So if you're interested, you should probably go for that. So you mentioned parties, Craigan. Is that a part of Ski and Board? Or
we do some parties. Like, we do
a few alleged parties.
According to the UBC, we have legendary parties.
Oh.
Not just alleged. Legendary.
I can't remember any of them, though, so I couldn't I couldn't tell you about it, but
There's something coming up this weekend in Whistler. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I think
there might be a party.
The kickoff of a little thing called Condo Cram.
Ooh.
It's pretty fun.
Nothing like taking 80 of your best friends, cramming into a hotel, and showing an opening weekend how it goes. Yeah, it's definitely quite the adventure and the best time to get to know everyone in the club and have way too much fun skiing and all kinds of pre-ski opportunities with all your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're banned from almost every hotel we've ever been to.
Yeah, I was going to say, I went to Condo Cram last year, and it was a great time. But I distinctly remember coming back into the hotel at like 4 a.m. possibly on one of the nights and just seeing like maybe 10 naked people in the public hot tub.
Was that the night the hot tub was empty or full?
That was the night when it was full. The next morning, it was drained.
And then the next night, we still went in it when it was empty.
Yeah.
We just sat in it naked. Just to show the security guard what's up.
So, shockingly, we got thrown out of that hotel.
Yeah,
not going back there this year.
They sent us a nice letter with like a long list of things that we did wrong. I think we did them right, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Wrong is subjective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. So Condo Cram this weekend. Do you want to talk about the other trips that are coming up in the year for Ski and Board?
Yeah. Well, we just had our trip signups yesterday outside the sub. If you guys saw during that fire alarm, we had a big lineup of people. And we're pretty much sold out of both trips. The first one is going to be on January 9th, 10th, and 11th, and that is to Nelson, BC, and we're skiing Whitewater Resort. So for about $240, everyone who signed up gets a bus there full of rowdy times, two nights in a super nice hotel. I think we're trying to work out free breakfast, but we'll see how that works. Plenty of beer and two lift tickets, and then a bus back at the end of the weekend. It's a lot of fun. And then on the 23rd, we've got Revelstoke. So that's January 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And that's a bus out to Revy, two nights in the Powder Springs Hotel, and two lift tickets and plenty of beer. So it's going to be quite a hoot. We're pretty excited.
Honestly, you don't know what fun is until you come on a ski and board trip, because it is absolutely insane. And I can confidently say that the Revelstoke trip in my first year was the first weekend of the rest of my life.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm going to say it.
Ski and board. Fulfilling lives.
Yeah, fulfilling lives. Making dreams come true.
Man. All right. Should we play a song?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Left Hand Free.
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Some Alt-J.
All right. Yeah, we're going to play a song that would be pretty great for shredding. It's called Left Hand Free by Alt-J.
One more time. This one goes out to my boy Leo Zuckerman.
Ain't shady, baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Big up battle, leany, meany, money, moe, and flower, you're the chosen one.
We are back. That was Alt-J with the song Left Hand Free. So I am hanging out in the studio here with Peter and Essex of the Ski and Board Club.
What's up?
So, what were we just talking about?
Trips.
Trips and stuff. Parties. Trips and parties. That basically sums up the Ski and Board Club, right?
Yeah. One word fun.
Kooks.
Kooks. Yeah, kooks is another good one.
Yeah.
I have to throw a mangina in there.
Yeah, kooks, mangina, caribou.
Yeah, so much caribou. You guys, caribou sponsors you guys. That's a thing, right?
Yep, that's our beer sponsor.
Yep.
Repping
so
caribou till I die.
If you're
running in the veins.
Part of Ski and Board Club, you get a bunch of free caribou just all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty great. Yeah, so this weekend is Condo Cram, and then you guys are talking about a party possibly in the new year?
Yeah, I think we're going to be doing a welcome back party probably the first or second week back, maybe like on the Wednesday that everyone gets back. Cool. We haven't really decided it yet, but it'll be big. It'll be a lot of fun.
Cool.
If you guys check our Facebook page and group, there will be posts all over. Sweet. If anyone has any requests, hit us up on Facebook where we should party.
Legendary, for sure. Especially after you spend all that time with your grandma over Christmas. You're going to be ready to let loose.
Man, my grandma is crazy.
Invite her. Like, the more the merrier. Let's do this.
All right. I was just thinking, like, we should probably talk about how you guys, like, manage partying and skiing as much as you guys do during the school year and still being able to, like, be in school and, like, be decent students.
Can I say heroin?
You can say heroin if you want. let's just be honest, right?
Yeah. One answer, heroin. No, I'd like to thank Rockstar Energy Drink. And no, I'm just kidding.
That's substances.
Yeah, that's BS. I don't really. Well, anyways. I don't know. I think that you just got it. You just got to aim low, you know? Like, no, I'm just kidding. Definitely, I think that when you're skiing a lot and doing everything else, it actually makes you work harder, because then when you're doing homework, you're not, like, I don't know, you're not doing other things as well. You're not procrastinating as much because, you know, all that time procrastinating could be spent either A, skiing, or B, partying. So why doodle around on Facebook when you can have that time freaking having a blast with your friends, you know? So yeah, that's how I say it. It works. And definitely just like learning how to maximize your study time. In other words, make friends in classes. And yeah. Any comments on that?
I don't
Mr.
know.
Kerrigan?
I think skiing has been a huge motivator for me school wise. Trying to run the ski and board club, take 5 courses, go skiing, and go skateboarding as much as I possibly can, and as well spending time with my long-distance girlfriend. That's a lot of time and effort, but it's all worth it. What you have to do is just maximize your time management and really realize that, as Essex said, doodling on Facebook just isn't going to get anything done. I feel like when I have a really, really busy schedule is when I'm most efficient. So I guess just, yeah, using skiing and all the other things in your life as a motivator to get everything done.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
It's definitely true. I've talked to a lot of people, actually, who all kind of say the same thing, that, like, the ski season is, like, a huge motivator for school, because if you just push really, really hard during the week and just get all your shit done, then you don't have anything to worry about on the weekend. You can just ski Whistler the whole time.
Yeah, it's very true. Like, I definitely get better grades in the wintertime and have in the past when I have way less time. So,
There you go, everyone. If you're nervous about joining the ski and board club for your grades, that's not necessarily true.
It will actually make you a better student.
Join the ski and board club.
Well, you can only join if you have a 3.8 GPA or higher.
This is
but we
club.
Don't check.
It's a club of intellectuals.
No, we're just
what do you mean you don't check?
Yeah, all ranges. We even take people from Sauter. That's oh. Cool. I'm from Sauter, actually, though, so yeah.
It's a very inclusive club.
Yeah. Indeed, if not the most inclusive.
Yeah. And it's also the largest club on campus, correct?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Some would say we're not 100% sure, but we're definitely up there.
I'd say largest spirit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which is what really matters, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what my high school football coach told me, at least.
And it just stuck with you.
Yep.
There you go.
Years.
Good job, coach.
Yeah.
So there's also a branch of the ski and board club called Free Ride, correct?
Yes, indeed. The Free Ride team. That's my job.
What is Free Ride?
Free Ride is just, like, definitely, because, I mean, there's many, many people in the ski and board club, and then there's definitely, like, the group of people that, like, want to compete or want to film and do more things related to actually, like, skiing and snowboarding at a higher level. And so it's rad. We kind of all get together for that and do dry land trainings in the fall, go to the pool, do video premieres, help out with the rail jam, just get ready and get everyone, like, as a part of the community together that wants to really shred hard. And then throughout the winter, ski, go on some awesome trips, film a ton, drop some cool videos. UBC Freeride the movie is actually going to be dropping at Conocram this weekend, which should be awesome, kind of a whole sum up of the last year. But we're also really psyched this year. There's a collegiate Big Mountain series in the States, the IFSA Collegiate Series. And so it's the first time that a college is going to be able to take home the title for best Big Mountain skiers in North America. So we'll be doing that. We're going to be hitting all the stops, Grand Targhee, Crested Butte, and Snowbird, and it should be a killer time. As always, looking to not only win the competition, but the after party as well, and show those Americans what UBC is made of.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I think UBC would probably have a pretty good shot at that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
we have good resources in our vicinity.
Yeah, there's so many good resources and so many people that shred. It's awesome. It's so cool to just, like, get everyone together and have a sick time. And definitely, like, no one takes it too seriously either, which is pretty key. So, yeah, it's going to be a crazy year. We're really hoping to bring home the title for UBC. First one ever, so, yeah.
That's exciting. So when does that start?
The first contest is at the end. It's January 30th through February 1st, and that's Grand Targhee. And then middle of February is Crested Butte, which is in Colorado. And then the finals are in Snowbird at the beginning of March. Middle of March, yeah. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah. Sick. What else? Is there anything else about the Ski and Board Club that you think the people should know?
Well, let me tell you. I think what we're planning on probably early February, I think we're trying to do a snowball. So after Whoa. Our ski and board trips go out and come back, I think we're going to do like a big dance jamboree snowball, you know, get... Mm. Maybe not dress too fancy.
Put on them dancing shoes. I don't know what you're talking about. Bow tie is coming out.
Yeah. We're planning on doing it as a fundraiser for VAS, Vancouver Adaptive Snow Sports. We've worked with them in the past for our rail jam. And this year it didn't quite work out on those dates. But we're hoping to do a fundraiser for them in February. We have not decided on the dates yet. But if you guys stay posted, you'll see. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's super exciting. And that's not something that Ski and Board has ever done, right? Or, like, not recently?
We've done, like, a snowball before. I think they've done them in the sub, in the ballroom, and they've also done them at another place.
We did them at the Lions one year.
Mm. Yeah. And
that's cool.
I don't think they were for charity, but this one's going to be plenty of free beer and plenty of charity.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's probably my two favorite things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about The Office for a second?
Oh, no.
Can you guys tell the story? No. It's really
you
funny.
Start. I've got
Well, I could honestly say I became... I don't know if I want to say this, but I became a man in that office.
in more ways than one.
Yeah. Over a period of time. It wasn't just like a one-time deal, but... just kidding. But no, The Office was legendary. I don't know if any of you out there have had the pleasure and the opportunity to come and graze the old office, see the holes in the walls, hanging dildos. I mean, just everything. It's all up there. It was a very, very homely place. In my first year, I actually had to spend the night in there once. And
that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it was terrifying. I definitely put my head through the wall more than once. It was a great place, very grimy place to hang out, and kind of what the club operated from. It's pretty sad. It definitely, I don't know if abuse is the right word.
I think it might be the right
word. Yeah, the office may have gotten a bit abused, and unfortunately, she's no longer with us. But we're just hoping to really get into the new sub and just respect the hell out of our new office.
Yeah, I couldn't not agree more. I think currently our old office is being used by the, the International Relations Students Association.
Really?
And let me tell you what, I feel bad for them.
They have their stuff together, but...
Does it not have asbestos in it still?
Well, the whole sub is built with asbestos.
Yeah, that's true.
And they just had to repair the holes in the walls.
Right.
So that asbestos was not kind of like...
just hanging
out. Flying out into the air.
I'm convinced it was a ploy.
Mm.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, one of the main reasons we were evicted, I think, there were a lot of heads going through the wall, a lot of drywall smashed. And
who would do that?
What kind of an idiot?
Yeah, a bunch of kooks.
Yeah, so the asbestos flying around the air due to those smashed walls was deemed a safety hazard, I guess, for good reason, and we were temporarily evicted, only to find out a few months later that we were gone for good, which is too bad.
Very sad day.
It was a lot more than just the heads through the wall. To clarify a little bit, like it was virtually a... can I say that it was an empty keg facility? Like,
no, it was. We were in there for more than a day.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We removed the empty kegs
as soon as instructed.
Cool.
Yeah,
should we play another song?
Yeah, sure.
Mm.
Should we do something
you guys
weird?
Have any? Yeah, something
yeah.
weird would be excellent.
Okay, you want to go to Nikki and the Weeps?
Okay.
It may not even be on YouTube.
Is it like?
At Nikki. Do you just have an aux cord? Should I just?
Yeah, I think so. Try that out. Trying some things here. Oh.
Yeah, here we go.
All right.
Yes, I knew. Have you ever seen a place where
All right. Well, that was
Bird's Eye View, Nikki and the Weeps.
Super cool. I liked it. So I am hanging out here with Essex and Peter Cregan of the Ski and Board Club. I think we can probably, like, wrap it up soon. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything else that you, like, want to talk about?
Yeah, I kind of want to talk about some stuff. That's cool. As a ton of you probably know, the new hip thing these days is to do that thing with your skis where you can make the heels release and go walk up stuff, otherwise known as touring. Everyone's getting into it. It's super fun. Free Ride's going to be doing a couple avalanche courses this year. If you're looking to get into touring, definitely important to have all the safety gear you need, Beacon Probe shovel, as well as the knowledge, which it would be your Abbey class, which we will be doing. Stay posted on the UBC Ski and Board Facebook page about that. Because if you get your gear and you do your class and you're feeling comfortable, we're going to have some sweet UBC Free Ride hut trips going down this winter. Going to be a great time. We'll have a huge crew out, take over a hut, shred a couple days, and just in general have some good times. So stay posted on the group for that. We also will be doing a couple beginner nights at Grouse Mountain. So if you're looking to learn how to ski or snowboard, make sure you grab your ski and board membership, and then stay posted to the Facebook group for the beginner night up at Grouse, which will probably be happening sometime early February.
Cool. That's really sweet.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's just a really great thing that you're doing.
Yeah, it was definitely, like, it was tough for me to come up with the idea and, like, really, I'm just kidding, it wasn't my idea by any means. No, we're psyched to spread the love, you could say.
I just want to give a mention to my absolute favorite event of the year that I'm looking forward to, and it's not very close. It's going to be, like, near the end of, the very end of school in April, and it's called the UBC Ski and Board Undie Run. Pretty much what happens is we get thousands of students, with the help of the calendar and any other groups on campus that want to help promote. We get thousands of students to take off all their clothes in front of the sub, throw them all in a massive donation pile, and then just